在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Palestinian militants in Gaza launched more than 40 Qassam rockets against the town of Sderot, just across the Gaza border in southern Israel. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for most of the attacks, saying they were in retaliation for the killing by Israeli forces early Wednesday of Walid Obeida, a senior Islamic Jihad military commander in the West Bank. In the Gaza Strip, ruled by the Islamic militant group Hamas, Palestinian medical workers said an Israeli airstrike near Gaza City killed at least 3 Palestinian civilians, including a teenager. Israeli military authorities say they regret any loss of civilian life and have begun an investigation into the incident. Meanwhile, in Syria on Wednesday, Khaled Mashal, an exiled leader of the Islamist Hamas movement, said Israeli actions over the past 2 days in Gaza have put an end to the possibility that Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit will be exchanged for Hamas prisoners anytime soon.
أقول هذا الذي تفعلونه سيحرمكم من أي خطوة يمكن أن تراهنوا عليها.
Mishal says Israeli actions will deprive Israel of getting Shalit back home, something he says Israel has been counting on. The Hamas leader also said Israeli actions have ruled out any chance of a truce between Hamas and Israel, and he criticized Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for continuing talks with Israel while Palestinians are being killed in Gaza. A senior Israeli government official contacted by VOA says the Israeli government will not comment publicly on the matter, but that Israel demands the immediate release of Corporal Shalit, captured by Palestinian militants in 2006, from an Israeli post along the Gaza border. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.